Welcome back to No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. We're out here at the Blue Wire Studios at the Wynn. We appreciate it. Look at this, Gil.
It's been fun
out here, but we got some of the future of the league in here in the building with us. From the Rockets, we got Josh Christopher. And from the Grizzlies, we got Kenny Lofton Jr. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Post it.
Trying to soak it all up, I see.
Yeah, facts.
Y'all been out here about a week now. How y'all feeling? Y'all ready to leave Vegas? Y'all tired of seeing all these bright lights and everything going on? Casinos, ready to get back in the lab and get going? Or how's the summer league going for y'all?
It's cool. Summer league is like a summer league and All-Star weekend's like NBA homecoming. So it's always good to be around the guys and come mess with guys like you, jump on the podcast and just hoop again. So it's good to be here.
Kenny, how about yourself?
I say, you know, being undrafted, you know, getting here in summer league, you know, doing what I'm doing, you know, just, you know, really blessed and, you know, just looking to, you know, dominate more.
You know, what's so funny, was it, when it comes to draft, like I always tell people in draft, man, that draft means nothing. That draft, like, you know, first round, second round, like it's cool as numbers, but, you know, when you get on that court, we really get to see like who's who. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Once you get on the court, you can't back out from, you know, like competition. So, you know, like somebody like you, it's easier for you now because you get the head hunt, right? Yeah. You get the head hunt because you're like, yo, like, that's him? That's who y'all picked? Y'all picked all these people in front of me? So now you got a whole different mentality, which is good. It makes you a better player because now you have something to prove. And that hurt don't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, before you know it, you're gonna be sitting there, like starting, killing people, and you just go that. But the inner anger, you know, from what happened. Because I'm looking at the draft like, who the hell is some of these? What happened? Yeah. Like what happened here? Like there's a lot of kids. I'm like, hey, what happened this year in the draft? Like most of these kids, all the talent is in the second round and didn't get drafted. You know what I mean? So I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's agents. I don't know if teams was drunk this year. I really don't know. But there was players. I'm like, yo, y'all tripping, bro. I'm really tripping. You too.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you too. You remember when you came out? I was like, when you asked me, I was like, yo, the talent, top 10 talent. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, I think sometimes when we get agents, we listen to what they say, right? Like, oh, you don't need to work out for this team. Not understanding, like, yo, if I'm not a top five pick, from 6 to damn 30, I'm gonna cover myself. I'm going to work out from team 6 to team 30 just in case. Because you gotta remember, some guys, they're not as smart as you think. They don't watch your games. Like in NBA, they don't really watch, right, like that in college. Yeah. So they only see you when they see you come work out for them. Mm-hmm. Other than that, so it's like you can be a top five pick, and if the top five didn't pick you, 6, 7, 8, they probably didn't even see you because you didn't work out for them. Mm-hmm. And you sitting there like, wait, hold on, like what's going on? Because they they draft board is looking, you really don't know what's going on. So, you know, when it comes to the game, always think about like, I know. I remember what y'all did. Yeah, yeah. I remember what y'all did. I'm about to go ahead and.
Yeah, the draft weird too. It's because like, it always depends on what team you land on too. It's all about like the team's need. Cause you can go like top 10, but they might not need you right now. Versus like I went to the Rockets where it's a rebuild. So it's a bunch of young guys. So I think everybody get a chance to kind of play and kind of grow. So,
you know, y'all both in great situations. Cause y'all don't have no vets.
Yeah.
You'll be like, no matter where you get picked, you don't want to be like a top pick and you go to a veteran team and now you're sitting there for 3-4 years, like sitting there. Y'all in both situations, even though your team was in the playoffs, they still young, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you gonna play. You know what I mean? Now you gonna play and you gonna be on a team where it's like y'all the it team. You know what I mean? Y'all that team and like we already seen what you did in, you know, summer league already hurt the number one pick. Right? Like, would have been like, that rings bells everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? That rings bells. So you going into the season, you have an advantage. Like, yo, you know, we're gonna put young fella out there, let him do his thing, and now you put into the rotation. Young squad, y'all. Like, I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad they did what they did last year. Just to let y'all go. Right? Like, that was a situation where we don't need to coach him. Like, I was, you know, I'm John Wall. I was my young boy.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, listen, If that's me, I'm not playing you. I said, I need my young fellas to do their thing, right? They the future. I don't need you winning more games than I want to win. Like, let them go out there, learn, you know, understand what the game is about, understand how to be pros.
Word.
Right? Go out there, shoot as many shots as you could possibly shoot, and then, you know, I can reel you back in from there. But other than that, I need you to make all the mistakes now, and then next year we can try to see what we got. Our 30th, I'm expecting winning now.
Word.
You know what I mean? I'm expecting whatever mistakes you made your first year, y'all not making it y'all 30th. Whatever mistakes you make now, you just learn from them. But don't be afraid to make them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, sometimes, you know, when we're in situations, because I was second round pick, set the bench. You know what I mean? Yeah, I ain't gonna say that. Like, damn. And my team was sorry, so it was like, that hurt even more. Yeah. Like, yeah, y'all can let me play. Y'all ain't winning nothing. Y'all got 6 wins. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, you know, eventually, like clockwork, game 42, go play. Like, I went from, like, not playing to playing, like, 35, 39 minutes a game.
That's up. Yeah.
And then from there, next year I'm starting. After that, $65 million. That contract today is 120.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, so it's not like, it's just once you get that opportunity, like, you got to build for the opportunity. Like, don't ever look at the situation you're in as set in stone. You know what I mean? All you do is just get better every day, grind. Play that game within the game. Show up to get practice early. How do I get better, coach? Let me watch some film. Like, you know what I mean? That all the process of just getting better. So when that coach, like, sitting there, he playing like crap. Hey, man, Lofton, get in. Yeah. You know what I mean? Josh, get him. Because he knows, like, I can trust his work ethic. I've seen him working every single day. Go get him. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Versus, like, you know what coach will be doing? Let me, But you want him to be like, yo, I see a kid in there praying. He got it. Let me go ahead, go in there and do your thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, but that comes from like practice, showing up to the bus early, you know, shooting rounds, taking it serious. You know, coaches always want somebody that they can rely on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you want to be that person that you can rely on until you get that confidence in the coach where he can unleash you, say, go do your thing.
Thanks.
So Josh, you got the benefit of playing a full NBA season. It's your second summer league. What did you learn from that first experience in summer league, and what are you taking into this experience?
I think this year compared to my first year, I was like much more like slower and like cool, calm, and collected, like versus my first year where I was like, oh, I was super jittery trying to make stuff happen. I think this year I kind of had a little more swag, a little more confidence to it for sure.
Okay. And Kenny, it's your first go around. What are you seeing from the other guys out there? Obviously, like Gil said, you coming in, chip on your shoulder, undrafted, but you know, obviously deserve to be amongst those names called. So what are you bringing out here just in terms of intensity and how you playing every game?
I'm not starting, you know, coming off the bench, but it's like, you know, once I get in, you know, play team ball and, you know, just learn from the, you know, second year, third year players that's been playing in summer league and, you know, just learning the most out of it and making the best.
So a lot of the Grizzlies vets have been out here around and about. We're up here at the Wynn. You know, we've seen these guys various hours of the evening. But, you know, you got a chance to talk to Ja, Desmond Bane, or any of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time. So Ja, Desmond, you know, Dylan, we talk all the time. You know, we chop it up every time we see each other.
What kind of stuff are they telling you?
You know, just stay focused, you know, just, you know, work hard. And, you know, they just tell me, you know, stuff on and off the court, that what they do as pros, you know, important, taking care of your body, things like that.
Really. I'm sorry, but you got a second, third year player to take care of their body.
They say 82 games.
Just to think of it like a, you know, like, you're a third year player telling me how to, like, be a pro. He ain't even learned yet. But you know what I mean? But you know, summer league is like, it's like a confidence booster until you really got to get into that what's the name. That's why I said, like,
all I hear is 82 games is long.
It's cool. It's not
college is harder. Practice wise and stuff. You gotta remember, y'all practice.
Yeah, for an hour.
You ain't practicing the NBA like that.
Shoot around
type practices. So you got to really have the inner ability to try to work. You know what I mean? You got to really want to, like, you got to put yourself in your own program. in the NBA, because there's no that, like, they can tell you them 82 games, but they're telling you, yeah, after 12 o'clock, you by yourself. You got to figure out how to not get in trouble, basically. That's basically what it should not get in trouble until practice tomorrow. Yeah. So it's like trying to figure out a program where you can go to the mall. You can go to the mall, buy some jewelry, you know, go to the strip club, do whatever, and you still got, you know, 12 more hours to work out. You know what I mean? So it's just really just putting yourself into a situation where you can just get better, right? And still, you know, be you. You got so much time in the NBA. Yeah. It's not like college. You got 11 to 12, and you done did the stretching and all that, you're out at about 12:30, then what are you gonna do the rest of the day? Yeah. If you going off of this NBA workout, we have to be out of the league so damn fast. Cause this NBA workout ain't nothing, that ain't nothing. Yeah, you know, you got, that's team shit, you know what I mean? So if I'm the third option, I'm gonna be the third option all 82 games. Unless I learn how to develop my skill to the point where when I do get in, I'm sneaking up on the second option. You know what I mean? So 82 games is long, but you got so much downtime because you know you're resting.
Yeah.
I don't know why you pass in the summer league though. No. Like you technically the vet. You got right of first refusal. Yeah, like, yeah. What are you talking about? Like, I played it last year. I was about like, no, 25, 30 shots. You supposed to be out there like young Kobe out there, man. You know what I mean? There ain't no passing the ball. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, I'm dead serious. This is where you just like, yeah, because I gotta make. I need to let everybody know this is my time right here.
Yeah.
I know you're trying to make the team, but you're gonna do that on somebody else's time. That's my time right now. You know what I mean? And that's how I was. Like, I played like the last 40 something games. Was impact, and then going to the summer, like, okay, you know, I might have a chance to start next year. You know, depending if they bring somebody in, they trying to get the number two pick. Like, so I'm already pissed off now, trying to get the number two pick, which would have been Jason Williams, and he the guard, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna beat him out. And I was like, no, he's the number two pick, so he automatically starts.
Right.
Like, well, come in. Come again.
He's gonna play.
So when summer league hit, nobody.
He's chucking.
Chucking.
He's chucking.
I'm chucking. When I say chucking, but I call a timeout before I pass the ball.
Yeah.
You trap me, I'm in the corners over. Timeout! Let's reset this bad baby. I wouldn't even go in the huddle. No. I just call a timeout so I can take the ball out.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But, you know, but that, if you're not on that mentality, though, if you're not on that mentality of, like, I want to be the man, right? Mm-hmm. You got to remember, your veterans is going to look at you. They gonna poke to see where you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you ain't bouncing like, nah, give me the ball, like one, like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, nah, I got this, let me take him. If they don't see that in you, they're not gonna expect you to do that against the opponents. You know what I mean? So when shit gets grimy and like 4 minutes left, they're gonna be like, you doing work in practice and you doing the game, and John be like, all right, put young fella in. Yeah, rock with him. That's how that works. You know what I mean?
Word.
Same thing with you. Hey, y'all, but y'all all young.
Yeah,
y'all still trying to figure out y'all pecking order. And right now, pecking order, summertime, you trying to work. Like, if I'm you, I'm working like I want to be number one player.
Right.
I don't care. Like, I had Jigga Murray. I'm the 31 pick. I got Jason Richardson in front of me. I got Troy Murphy and as rookies with me. Then you have Max Player, Antoine Jameson, Larry Hughes. I'm looking at them like, yeah, I'm the best player on this team, bro. I work hard on everybody. I need to just give me like 4 minutes. 4 minutes, I get seven, ten shots.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, and that was my mentality. So I went into it like, I don't care. I don't care about the win. That ain't my job. I'm coming in here trying to establish myself as a player. And then from there, we'll worry about this team thing. But other than that, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to show you what I can do. You know what I mean? So when you in practice and they get you the ball, and you do what you do. If you got to bully the whole book, hey, do what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you should be in that mud. Do what you got to do, what you do. Because when I sub you in, I'm expecting to do what I see.
Yeah.
So if you sitting there passing the ball around, doing that, when I put you in, I'm expecting that.
Literally.
You know, you out there shooting the ball 30 times and you sitting there doing crazy, and I put you in, I'm expecting that. So, you know, don't go into like a practice situation just, you know, trying to fit in.
Yeah.
And then when they put you in a game, your real ability come in and you like, yeah, I'm about to do what I do. Coach ain't like, nah, I ain't see that before. What you out here trying to do? Yeah, you know, ain't going to sit on the bench. Nah. So then you got to start it from day one. Day one practice. I'm the best shooter in here. I'm the best one-on-one. Talk your shit, yeah. Back it up, and trust me, road becomes easier. Because it's all about challenges, man. It's all about challenges, seeing who can, you know, go to war with you. That's what the NBA is. It's wolves trying to figure out where they fit in at. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you coming in there, you know, like, oh, I'm a rookie, I'm going to do this. Nah, they put you in the back. They're going to keep you in the back until you start biting on heels. But you come in there like, yo, nah, this is where I belong. Forget that pick shit. What's happening? Who want ones? Who want twos? Let's post up. Like, dude, you just challenging the heads to show that, yo, I can play this game. I'm ready. You know, don't, when shit gets rough, call on me. Yeah. I'm here.
Fact.
For real.
The ones.
So, Josh, you're heading into your second year. What are you focusing on now with your game? Like, what do you want to lock in on this summer and improve from your game to take into your second season?
I want to be able to shoot the ball better. I think that'll open up for my driving lanes. It'll make my offense a lot easier. I want to become like a real two-way. So just working on my defense, just being tricky on the defensive end, just use my gifts, getting passing lanes, get steals, and just make things happen for the whole team.
Okay, how about yourself coming in your rookie year? What are you locking in on that's going to help you now as you start your first season in the NBA?
Just get in where I fit, you know, just trying to make this rotation and, you know, be a part of the squad and, you know, show them what I got.
With you, remember the beginning of the season, training camp, day one, right? Because there's only like 6 days, y'all probably got 5 days of training camp?
Yeah, it's like less
than it was three.
Of training camp?
Before we came
to. Oh, no, before, that's different. We're talking about the team. Yeah. About 6 days?
Yeah, it's a week.
Like, your training. Like, you train for training camp. And what I mean by that is most of the veterans, they know training camp is how they get in shape for the season. You train for training camp. So your conditioning, your weight, all your is for training camp itself. So what happens is when they start doing line drills and sprints and you sitting there, you stand so above everyone else that when games are playing, you already in a rotation because you're in shape, you're like everything is already, you're already in front. Now everybody has to catch up to you. And that was one thing that helped me is that I was in shape before everybody else. So when training camp started and I'm sitting here just running around, you know, Vince like, hey, come on, slow down. Nah, no, I'm not gonna let you get in shape to come, like sub me out. Mm-hmm. So when the game started, when we started playing preseason games, they see a lot of shape.
Yeah.
What's happening? Yeah, oh boy. I started off the season averaging 18, 8 and 7. I'm in shape. It's just, so what ends up happening, the coach is like, well, shit, I mean, all right, I guess he's the second option now. You know what I mean? It's just like my one thing is just be in prime shape. Like you're not using training camp to get in shape. You are in shape. So when they look at you, they look at me like, damn, you look good. What you been doing?
Yeah,
I've been getting ready for this. What's happening? What's happening? Like go. Like if y'all practice at like 11, the bus is at about like 10. Take a cab at 9. Take one of the ball boys, one of the shoot, workout, get that workout in. Cause you gotta remember, you gotta figure out in the training camp center, you gotta figure out to get extra work in a team format. So you go to about 9 o'clock, get your shots in, you know, you working out, go to sleep, eat your lunch, and then you coming back 2 hours before the second workout. Get your shots in, because it's not about being great the first day, it's about longevity of that training camp. So you wanna look decent to great. Mm-hmm. So by the time games start, you want to be like already hitting shots. Because when the way training camp works is, I don't give a shit how much you're shooting, your legs is a loss. Your legs is, you lose your legs at the beginning of training camp because you're doing more running than you used to. So just like try to, you know, just maintain like be in the middle of the class at the beginning, and then eventually, like once day three, four, people start falling off, that's when you prime up. That's when you prime up. Nah. You ain't gotta like, you know, like people who just shine in the first, well, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, man. We'll see you on Wednesday, boy. See you on Wednesday, see if you still got that same spunk.
But you was like getting your runs in, as far as getting in shape, or just running,
I run the beach, run the bleachers. Pickup games, I'm playing every pickup game, right? And then like in pickup games, I'm not playing pickup game to be like dominant.
Yeah.
Like I'm running the lane, like I'm like, all right, game one, I'm just going, as soon as we get the rebound, I'm going to take off, run these lanes. Then, you know, second game, I'm going to be the point. Third game, like I'm just going to be that dude that's backdooring. So I'm just teaching myself how to just be different, you know, versus, you know, I'm playing pick. I didn't play pickup game, it's just pickup game.
Yeah.
Right, I play pickup game to like to do something. Like I'll talk shit. Like if I know a nigga sorry, I'm like, yo man, you suck. All right, you can't guard me. Like you might as well just, hey, can somebody sub in for him? Now I want you mad. So now you got to play me harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I get to, all right, now I get to really try to bump, see what you got. You know what I mean? So it's just like you use practice and these pickup games to actually get better. So from there, it's just running bleachers, like just it's just consistent running. I mean, do the bike for 30 minutes, you know, run treadmill, do about, you know, the up and downs about 10 times. Then I used to run a lot of the bleachers, you know, the upper, and just run around, just get in shape, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you'll be surprised when you start running with dudes, like, oh, man, these niggas is out of shape. Man, these... Nah, cause we can do some more. Like, I'ma say we can do some more just so they can look bad.
Yeah.
Nah, we got one more in us. Motherfuckers over here dying. Come on, one more, man. We need to get in shape. Cause I want you to be in last place again. I was grimy, bro.
I was grimy, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. This is my competition right here. He look like he about to throw up. One more, coach. One more, put me at the free throw line. Shit, I'll make the free throw. Let's run. And that motherfucker. Throwing up in the bathroom, bro. Right, he done. Right, yeah, right, cut him. Cut him. I couldn't guard that man.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't have been if there's a kid named Steve Logan from Cincinnati. If Steve Logan was in shape, I wasn't playing. I could not guard that man. I couldn't do nothing with him. I don't know what his game. The way his game was, I could not guard that. Nah. He was out of shape.
He was out of shape.
One more. We got 10, right? 4, 10. Come on, we athletes, coach. We athletes, man. Six. 10, we gonna go 10 up and backs, baby. And man, man was so out of shape, he was like, man, I'm good. Woo! Yes. Wow. Weed him out, baby. Weed him out.
That's wild.
Weed him out. Oh man, this is.
I like it.
Come on, just. There ain't no secret, but there ain't no secret, man. There ain't no secret. It ain't no. The NBA is no secret. As long as if you watch, learn, study, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're studying somebody's habits. You're studying what makes them good, what makes them bad. Once you figure out what players can and can't do, shit becomes easy, man.
Thanks.
Maybe just like college, like, it ain't good. Remember, it's the same players. Yeah. It's just the same players. Once you figure out, like, he don't like to be touched. And you just start touching dudes. Like, all right, what's that? Putting that body on you. And they be like, oh, they start frilling. Now, come on, Raph. Call out. Like, oh, he weak-minded. Man, you'll figure it out easy. All you do is just got to watch. Instead of looking at the sports center and watching the highlights, everybody look great in highlights.
Facts.
You know what I mean? You make them look invincible. You watch it. But when you start looking at a game, like, oh, he don't even go left. Oh, he can't. Oh, no step. Oh, he can't even do the step back. Oh, he real trash though. Like he trash. Oh, they making this man look better than he is, and then you go out, your whole confidence just went up.
Yeah.
Like I can tell you right now, every time you play Chet, you got the advantage. From today to the rest of your career, you showed yourself that this number one is weak as hell. You did. Like I gotta remember, you did it though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no, for real. But like you showed him. Like you like every time he plays you, he's mentally gonna be beaten. He's gonna have to overcome it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's those little things that you gotta take. When you have an advantage over somebody, you gotta understand that you keep that advantage. Like, you know, if you know a player's scared of you, man.
I got this. They forget Garvey, bro.
Word.
Like, I shoot that ball. If I know you can't guard it, I'm shooting 20 times.
No, facts.
You got to sub me out. Sub me out because you don't want me to shoot the ball. I got him on me. But I had a dude named Dan Dickow. 1-4 flat every time. I ain't calling no play. I don't want no chin, 15. I don't want none of that, man. I go to the chin, they going to double. I don't want none of that, man. Yeah, I want the 1-4 on this man. If you don't want me to do the 1-4, sub him out. Yeah. As long as he's on this court, I'm 1-4 flat this
word,
dude, man.
Word.
That's how I was. I never seen him in the NBA after that.
Man, that's crazy.
Ruining people.
That's what your job is. Because somebody trying to do it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody trying to take your heart.
Every year.
Every year. Every game. Year. Rookies?
Yeah, they want you. I was that one last year. For yeah, sure. Yeah. I was trying to play. You? No. I was trying to play as a rookie. No, coming in. Who you talking about? Who got me? Like my first, like who got me?
Yeah, who got you? Like from somebody had to give you 40-50 calling you the rook.
Trey Young got me. He got me like twice. Like back to back plays like in the first
quarter.
Now,
who gave you 40?
Like in the NBA this year?
40?
They have a two. Who chucked up 40?
What? What has happened here? No, oh my.
Nah. Some folks
it's
have.
It's a different league. Yeah, it's a different league.
I think I'm liable to get 40 before somebody else get 40 on me.
What?
Fact.
No, we used to come like, yo, hey, I'm scoring I'm just going 40 to 50 on you tonight. There's nothing you can do about that. All the plays is 40. To, and your team is going to catch you. Island, you on an island by yourself, boy. Like, that's the, like, Melo, when T-Mac said, I'm giving you 50, he gave him 50.
DeMar's like that, Luka's like that.
But gotta remember, like, you're my easiest target, bro. Of course I'm going to try to shoot for 50.
Right.
That's easy. Like, but that's when you stand ground.
Yeah, facts.
That's when you stand ground. Like, yeah, I clothesline the shit out you before you try to go get 50.
No, for sure, I'm fouling.
Yeah, I'm fouling. I know I get clothesline. I'm cool. I good. All right, what's the plays? Yeah, I'm like, all right, we're gonna do a little. Because if you let me do what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna try to embarrass a rookie. I won't. Like Chris Paul. I'll be out a minute. He bust my ass. Like, you know how, like, y'all work out in the summer?
Yeah.
And I worked out with him. He was coming to the draft. Oh, bust my ass. I was like, oh, I'm going to see that little more.
Yeah.
In the season. Oh, when he get in the season, oh, I'm going at him. Every time we played, it was playoff basketball against him. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I said, I'm sorry. I'm not going to even let you attempt to think you about to be good today. And I'm sitting there frustrating the shit out of that man. This is one-on-one basketball here. Word. I just got four people that's gonna take the ball out and set screens at this point. This ain't no tea. I don't give a shit if you get the win. I'm making sure you don't sleep tomorrow. And that's how I win that Chris Paul. Yeah. Got him, man. Y'all got him. That's just longevity, man. You thinking about like legacies, you're talking about like lasting, like you're in the NBA now, so now what? Like, what do you want next?
Facts.
Right? You know what I mean? You know, you're like, all right, shit, you know, I want to start by, you know, game 41, right? At middle of the season, I want to be a starter. That's what you're going into the season with, right? You ask Giannis, what are you talking about? I want to win a championship. I want to win an MVP. I want to win defensive. You got goals, too. Like, I want to be starting by the middle of the season. So that means you got 41 games, you know, to focus. Once you get to that, now you make another goal. And then going to the summer, you got to go. And that's how you do. You goal yourself on, like, short. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like, oh, yeah, I want to be an all-star. You know, I want to be, you know, I want to win a championship. If your team ain't championship ready, don't say that shit out loud. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's just like, I want to lead the league in scoring, but you the second year. Like, come on, bro. You had five last year. You know, lead the, okay, you know. Let me know when you, like, teetling that shit.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, you're trying to make goal marks where you can reach. It still pushes you to get better, but you can reach it, and then from there, go again. You know what I mean? Like, your goal was to make it to the NBA. Okay, you here. Man. Make another goal. Then make another goal and keep forward. So every year, and then before you know it, you be like, man, I done had a Hall of Fame career. I ain't even, you know what I mean? I was second round. I ain't even get drafted because you had purpose while you played. It's the NBA, but you got to have purpose to be great.
Now, if you don't have no purpose and you're just going out there playing, then you're going to have one good year, you're going to have four bad years, you know what I mean? And if you're putting purpose in every season you play in and you staying focused, I mean, everybody's unstoppable.
So just looking at Summer League this year, who have been some of the players that have impressed both you guys that you played against?
I do like Josh Giddey's game.
Okay.
He throws some crazy passes. He'll be on the opposite side of the court. And you'll like, I'll literally expect him to throw the pass and he'll still just fire it over there and it gets there. So I like his game a lot.
Okay. How about you?
Between Utah and Vegas, I go with Josh too. He got a triple-double. And it was like, how? I'm like, we look up third quarter, the man got like 10 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and I'm like, how? Mm-hmm. It just seemed like he can play the basketball. He played basketball, you know, easy, and you know, he'd be right there. So I give it to Josh.
But he that the second year, right?
Yeah, he's second year. I like Hardy too. I played with him in high school. I'm happy to see Hardy doing his thing too. He shouldn't have dropped 37.
He was a top three pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was number one player in the country coming out of high school. Like,
I'm gonna say it. You know, here, the G League Elite. Yeah, go ahead, stop that shit. Right, stop. Like, unless y'all gonna make more teams. Unless you're going to do like 4, 5, 6 teams where you can spread this talent out, because what happened is you're putting all these studs on one team and these studs are like, they're trying to figure out how to be an alpha amongst alphas. Word. And they're hurting each other. They're hurting each other's draft status. Like, they all averaging about 4, 5 to 10. Like, you can't stand out averaging 4, 5 to 10. So what ends up happening is when they go in the draft, they got their names. They still got their names, but they don't have their game. So like when you're talking about, y'all gonna be a top 10, top 15 pick, and you're not trying out, and then you get into the draft, and they're like, second round pick, we're like, how the hell did some of these kids go that far? It's because y'all all got hurt by this method. There was other teams, I can get two of y'all here, and y'all can really go out there, average 20, 25, 30, and still, you know, then they might as well go to college if they're gonna sit there and average 5 points and there's like 12 of them.
Yeah.
Hey, I might as well go to college for that. Other than that, that's what I said, they need to go ahead and expand it, make more teams so these kids can get out there and do what they do. Because you're just hurting, that just hurts.
Or just put them on the other G teams, just on the teams they got now.
That's what I said. That elite team, I was like, I don't like that. Like, I would never put my kid on that team because you have every star on that team or potential star, and who's shooting? This is like an all-star game, right? You know, you Dame Leonard, you average 30. On an all-star game, you average 4.
Word.
You know what I mean? In a sense, like, but that's how the G League, that's how the night team is. You got guys who would be stars elsewhere, and you putting them all here, and they just hurting each other's game.
I mean, NIL now, so I don't think nobody gonna really
do the G League. Yeah,
they don't have to do the G no more. They don't have to. The money is it's there in college. They can stack it.
That money is there.
They can stack it.
It's different. They're gonna have to open up the NBA out of high school again.
I think so.
They're gonna do it. Get them boys coming on out. Come on out.
How many folks can come out though? Like, how many you think?
Logistically?
Really? Yes. Yeah, in reality.
In every class, there's straight out of high school.
One or two.
It's you can do two.
Yeah, one or
two. It all depends. It might not even be the number one player in the country. Like, everybody thinks, number one player. Nah, it might not be. If he's not physically gifted, ready to just bang. You know, in NBA, even though NBA is like, we're not talking about bang, like being physical, but the physical part of it, just the body structure, he might not last in the NBA. Like, he might not be ready. He might need to go to college 1 year. Like, if Zion would have came out.
In high school.
Like, remember, Zion wouldn't have came out of high school because he wasn't top five. He was 5. Remember, it's R.J. Barrett. Yeah. R.J. Barrett's number one. And then.
It's like R.J. Bull.
Yeah, those guys. So, you know what I mean? Like.
Cam Reddish.
Now, if you take the top two, you're like, why not? You know what I mean? It's like, so it all depends. You just got to look at the draft and see who's who's like mentally, physically, who has more of a work ethic that can really just impact and be ready for a team. But it's usually like where you get drafted. Like my thing is like, I don't care what pick you are, where you get drafted. I can be the number one pick and then be like, where am I? Oh man, like if you're number one pick and you had to go like Wiseman, you're going to Golden State. That could have been disastrous for you. You know what I mean? Because they don't need you. You become a role player. You don't become Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. Like, what if Melo would have got drafted over there? And Steph comes back. And Klay comes back. You know what I mean? You see how his game changed? His whole identity's gone. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'd rather care about where I get drafted. You know what I mean? Versus the number. The number, like, you can make up the money. You know what I mean? You can make up the money. It's like, yo, where can I get some real bump where I can really, like, impact the game and really just turn this shit over?
Facts.
So we've asked y'all a bunch of questions. Y'all got any questions for Gil? I mean, this is the time now. You can ask this man anything you want. Obviously, as you know, he's going to answer it and keep it real with y'all.
Man, I know I asked you the conditioning question for sure. I got that one off of you.
Here's one thing. And you probably went through it. There's no such thing as a rookie wall.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
It ain't, no, it's, this is what happens. You get into a rhythm of the NBA style, right? We got practice, we fly out. If you don't have a routine, you hit a wall, but it's not a real wall, it's a wall because you've been taking these many shots in the summer.
The deadline did it to me. A deadline. They traded some folks in, brought them in, and then my minutes got like switched around.
For
like 6-7 games straight. It was bad.
Yeah, but you get them, and that's the thing that you got to think about. Yeah. Like, it's more of a mind game, right?
Yeah.
Like, so like if you when I say get into a routine, a routine keeps you sane. Like, you don't want to be here, you don't want to be here, you want to be here. That's how you want to play this game, just straight in the middle. So what ends up happening is you get a routine outside of team practice that keeps you solid, right? So like if I shoot, like the night before the game, I shoot, 200 shots. I go to the gym on game day, I go at 3 so I can shoot before all the players get on the court and do all that shit they doing. I can get my shots without any interruption, right? Then let's say we go into the West Coast and we're on a 4 game in 5 nights. I gotta figure out how to get my routine. So I'm gonna go to a 24-hour fitness. I'm gonna try to get a private gym to keep my routine going, because if you play four games in 5 nights, think about the shots you're taking. Shoot around shots, pre-game shots, and whatever you take in a game, that's it. When you're used to taking 300. So now that you're not taking 300, your shooting just itself is just dropping, because you ain't putting up those shots anymore. So you gotta figure out how to put up the same amount of shots during that 82 season. You know what I mean? Gotta remember, you can't make every shot, you can't miss every shot. You're gonna go 10 for 10 in the first quarter, 0 for 10 in the second quarter. At some point in one game, you're gonna go 0 for 10, you're gonna go 10 for 10. You know what I mean? So you don't put yourself mentally, don't think about the shots made or missed. Just think about, was that a good shot? Was that my shot?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, you shoot your shots. You know what I mean? No matter if they make or miss, you just keep practicing. As long as you're practicing them, take them. So get a routine.
Get a routine
where you can consistently get your work in outside the arena. And before you know it, you'll be like, damn. Man, my shit look good out this mug,
Yeah.
I done scored 30, 20, 30, 20. It's all because of the routine. You put yourself in a routine. If you mentally feel like, okay, I did everything good, and you ain't second guessing, because it's all up here. You start second guessing up here, it's over. You'll just spiral. You'll just be spiraling until you somehow bounce out of it.
Yeah.
Always talk yourself into like success. Listen. You go 0 for 10, it ain't you. The rim, damn, my rim must have been bent. I used to be sad. I'll say that shit. Damn, man, the rim must have been. Hey, man, these 10? Oh, man, y'all gotta check these 10. Like, I'm not questioning myself. Right? Because like, as soon as you do that, you don't wanna play up here. Yeah, you play up here, now you pump faking when you don't wanna post pump fake. You doing, spin around, turn around. You start doing shit you just don't. You know what I mean? When you want this to be solid. So from there, just You know, it was great defense tonight. I'll say it. I just missed, bro. His little woo-woo defense, man, he's just out there. And that's where you, when you get players to say that, all they're doing is just trying to convince themselves that they just had a bad day.
Yeah.
Because if I say, yeah, he played some great defense on me, what you think that do to you for the next game when you play him?
Nothing.
Nah, that man defense weak, bro.
Yeah.
I just missed shots. You see all them shots I was taking, had him all over the court. Had him bopping. He was over there touching gravel. No, I'll say that. I don't care. Because it's all about my confidence. I don't give a shit about your confidence and your little defense.
Okay. Yeah, I see that when you shoot.
You know, you just got to always keep yourself, like, even during the game, if you feel like you missing shots and you like, damn, I'm off. Nah, I'm like, yo, I'm making the next one. It's okay. All right. Hey, I'm about to make the next three. Swear to God. Like, you got to talk yourself into it, right? And get yourself going because, you know, it's 82 games.
Yeah.
You start playing some of these teams, you're like, man, these niggas is terrible. Your game feels right with it. I mean, when you play the Lakers, you play Kyrie, and then you play Golden State, your game is on pack because it's big game.
Yeah.
You got to try to big game every game.
Every game.
Big game every game. Because you know what I mean? Like, superstars out of 82 games, they're going to come to play about like 76 of them. All-stars, probably about 65. Like those players that's like on the verge of like being an all-star, they half and half, I call them half and half players. They 40, it's 82, they 41 games. 41 games they're gonna be good, 41 games they're gonna be bad. Decent and bad. So you trying to figure out how to stay consistent, you know, and being dominant, you know.
Okay, so yeah, my next question, I just thought about it. It's like the head of a snake, ahead of the snake, and like the point guard, how do you like, because you scored the ball very well, so like, how did you look for yours and keep your teammates happy at the same time?
because it was a real question. Yeah. It depends on what type of players you have, right? If I have a player that can create his own shot, I don't really need to be a point guard. As soon as he get the ball, he gonna do what he do. You know, if I got a bunch of shooters in the game, like if I'm playing with Duncan Robinson, then I know at some point I gotta create shots for him, right? You know.
You have to like literally know before you even put
your. I got Duncan Robinson over there. Someone ain't fast him. I'm gonna call a play. Boom, get him off the boom, right? Other than that, a player that's dominant and he has the ball in his hand, I'm gonna tell him be dominant. If you're passing the ball, you're not making nobody better. That's not making it. You're just sitting there throwing the ball around, playing hot potato. That ain't making nobody better. You get into your bag and you creating, you know, double teams and you kicking the ball out, like, that is making it better because you gave him an easier shot. So you got to play your game understanding that, all right, I got a shooter over there. I got a non-shooter over there. So, like, when I'm going through my motions, I get the flinch here, I can just direct pass. Other than that, if this man don't flinch, I'm scoring. If you're not going out there doing what you're doing, being in a threat, who the hell is doubling? Who's doubling you if you ain't being a threat? You got to be a threat at all times.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? You got to touch that paint and then go from there. Like, so my goal, like, if you're the point, and I'm going to say, yo, try to touch the paint at this many times per game. So now when you playing, you're really trying to, you know what I mean? Because if you just on the side, just, you know, sitting here, you're doing it.
Defense ain't
doing it. You know what I mean? You ain't doing nothing with the defense. Nobody doubling, nobody getting off. There's no easy shot. So for me, it's just understanding who's on the court and then go from there.
Josh Kenny, we appreciate y'all pulling up, man. We're looking forward to your second season, your rookie season, man. Expect some big things from y'all. It's been another episode of No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. We'll be back with more very soon.